President Joe Biden announced an ambitious goal on Thursday at his virtual climate summit with 40 other world leaders to reduce U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by 50 to 52% below 2005 emission levels by 2030.
Because scientists tell us that this is the decisive decade. This is the decade we must make decisions that will avoid the worst consequences of the climate crisis.
In the same week, Republican leaders in Pennsylvania's capital were showcasing the oil and gas industry as good environmental stewards. That hearing was called by Representative Daryl Metcalf, who's leading the House Environmental Resources and Energy Committee for the second straight term. During his tenure, he's invited climate change deniers to speak at hearings, criticized the governor's climate change actions as unconstitutional, and tried to loosen some environmental regulations. State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt has more.
Is it fair to say that Representative Metcalf is a climate denier?
Yeah, I think he'd wear that badge proudly, frankly.
That's Representative Greg Vitale, Metcalf's Democratic counterpart on the Environmental Resources Committee and near polar opposite politically. Metcalf himself did not respond to interview requests. But the question likely sounds redundant to anyone who's listened to Metcalf during committee meetings over the last session.
I think the majority of people do believe climate change happens. It's called weather.
Those who've been arguing that CO2 is a pollutant, I'd like to know how many pollutants are actually needed for you to grow vegetables so you actually have food on your table.
It's just a lot of fiction that's been created. I would say some of it's even science fiction.
Vitale says he's learned it's pointless to get upset over this rhetoric in meetings. It's just business.
Even though we have radical differences on policy, I do think he is sincere in these extreme right-wing views he holds.
He says it's better to show up prepared and ask questions that make it clear where the science stands. But Metcalf's attitude can shock political outsiders like Irina Marinov. She's a University of Pennsylvania climate scientist who was called to Metcalf's committee to testify in 2019 alongside a slate of climate deniers.
I would like to see a move away from politics and moving into the practicality of how do we get this thing done. It's so backwards to debate the existence of climate change.
She says she was unprepared to deal with such skepticism on a matter of scientific consensus. Humans are warming the planet by burning fossil fuels, and emissions need to be cut dramatically in the next decades to avoid the worst consequences of that warming. Metcalf dismisses that consensus and lawmakers who disagree with him. That takes on special significance because he is the head of the Environmental Resources and Energy Committee, where he's in a prime spot to block legislation that could address climate change.
Problem with climate change right now, it's everybody's taking it as an either-or type issue.
Ron Miller is a former Republican state rep from York County who chaired the committee in the 2013-14 session when he says things were less divisive in Harrisburg. When he held the seat, he says it was important for him to understand where his members were coming from.
You need to know what the possible is for them and understand why they may not be able to support an issue or might strongly support that issue.
Metcalf is from Butler County, north of Pittsburgh. Republican Commissioner Leslie Oshie says their big industries are manufacturing, agriculture, and energy.
And the shale industry is going to be of concern for the majority of the people in our county.
Natural gas has helped the county. Democratic Commissioner Kevin Boozle says they created an infrastructure bank with impact fees and have now financed $40 million worth of projects that would not have been done otherwise. Both commissioners talked of a balance between supporting industry and protecting the environment, though Boozle knows he doesn't usually discuss environmental issues with Metcalf.
Constituents, it's a different story. I know that many have tried to talk with Representative Metcalf and have been frustrated with the conversations.
But even if some constituents are unhappy, Republican leaders in Harrisburg seem to be just fine with Metcalf's performance. David Hess, who worked with Republicans on the Senate Environmental Committee before becoming DEP Secretary in 2001, says Metcalf's second appointment is more telling than the first.
The fact that Representative Metcalf was selected again as environmental chair really confirms the fact that the Republican caucus likes what he's doing by and large.
Last session, Metcalf effectively killed bills to add accountability measures to gas drillers and expand requirements for utilities to buy renewable power, while greenlighting bills to roll back regulations. Representative Vitale notes that Metcalf is just reflecting the Republican majority.
I think the floor voting record really is overwhelming evidence about how little the majority cares about environmental policy.
Still, there are some openings for climate legislation. Measures to allow community solar projects and promote electric vehicle infrastructure, which have bipartisan support, are likely to go through the Consumer Affairs Committee. Metcalf is starting this session with a series of informational hearings that hint at an understanding of the threat of climate change. The committee has learned about carbon capture and hydrogen, and natural gas representatives touted how the fuel has helped cut emissions by replacing coal.
Do I expect anything different from Chairman Metcalf? Not really, but it's certainly possible.
Possible, but unlikely. Ahead of Earth Day on Thursday, Metcalf held a hearing about how the state's conventional oil and gas industry is doing right by the environment by plugging old wells. When Vitale commented that the world is moving to renewable energy, Metcalf pushed back.
I think the future will tell us where we're heading ultimately, and history has a part in helping you to understand the reality of the direction that we'll ultimately end up in.
The idea of powering the world with solar and wind, Metcalf said, is science fiction. But even if more frequent heat waves, intense storms, and catastrophic floods sound like a disaster movie, it's what the overwhelming majority of scientists say we can expect if we keep burning fossil fuels like we do today. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.